USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. A shooter on the loose after killing 10 people, wounding 10 others, as thousands gathered for a Lunar New Year festival east of Los Angeles. Captain Andrew Meyer of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department says they're looking into what might have been behind the shooting.
As far as motive goes, it's too early in the investigation.
It happened at a ballroom in Monterey Park. Six additional classified items, including documents marked classified, were uncovered Friday in President Biden's Delaware home following a search by the Department of Justice. They appear to be related to his time as vice president and from his tenure in the U.S. Senate, according to his attorney, Bob Bauer. Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, the lead Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, calls President Biden a, quote, serial classified document hoarder.
Who did he show them to? I mean, the only reason you could think of as to why anyone would take classified documents out of a classified space at home is to show them to somebody.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Representative Turner also says the DOJ's treatment of the situation, quote, looks more like a cover-up than an investigation. It's the end of the White House road for Chief of Staff Ron Klain.
Klain is expected to step down from his position in the coming weeks, although the White House is making no comment. According to a report in the New York Times, Klain's resignation would be the biggest staffing shakeup in the Biden administration since taking over the presidency 2 years ago. A formal announcement and the naming of Klain's replacement not expected until after President Biden's State of the Union address on February 7th, although the search for his replacement is already underway. I'm John Schaefer.
Today marking 50 years since the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision on the landmark Roe v. Wade case. Justices ruled the Constitution allows women the right to an abortion. Fast forward to June of last year, the High Court overturned that very same ruling, sending the issue back to states to decide on their own. President Biden on this anniversary calling on Congress to codify protections for abortion in federal law. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A woman is facing first-degree murder charges after police say she shot and killed her terminally ill husband inside a Daytona Beach hospital.
Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew of the plan. His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room while police tried to negotiate with her. They say at no time did she make threats to police or hospital staff, but she refused to drop the weapon. Police say Ellen was very distraught by the entire situation.
She's very sad. This is obviously it's a tough situation. So her husband's terminally ill, so she was already in a depressed state just based on her husband being terminally ill and knowing that the end was near.
She was taken into custody. No one else was injured. I'm Dave Collins.
A Long Island representative is admitting an online claim about dressing up in women's clothes and makeup is true.
Republican Congressman George Santos on Saturday reversed his previous denial, saying he was young and, quote, just having fun, but he denounced the term drag queen. Since winning the 3rd Congressional District, it was revealed that Santos lied about his education and work history. There have been claims that his mother was a victim of the 9/11 attacks and that he was of Jewish heritage. Despite calls from both parties to resign, Santos was given 2 committee assignments. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Today is Lunar New Year for over a billion people around the globe. For most cultures in East Asia, it marks the start of the Year of the Rabbit. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.